It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The police officer who was among the victims of the shooting at a grocery store in Boulder last week was remembered yesterday. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports on the funeral for Officer Eric Talley.
Officer Talley was the first officer to arrive at the King Supers. Mourners filled the front of the Cathedral Basilica of the Immaculate Conception on Monday. Around 1,600 people watched a live stream. Father James Jackson spoke during the High Requiem Mass, which was one of Talley's favorites.
We are here today to thank God the Father for having created Eric Talley. What a creation he was. He was a good man, an honorable and faithful father, a faithful husband, a son, a friend, a faithful and heroic officer of the law.
Talley leaves behind a wife and 7 children. He was 51 years old. A public memorial is planned for today. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
A well-known skier from Aspen was one of 5 people killed in a helicopter crash outside of Anchorage. Greg Harms co-founded a heli-ski company in Alaska. Fellow ski guide Chris Davenport says Harms' death is a big blow to Colorado, which had already had a tough winter. 12 people have died in avalanches this season, including one of Davenport's friends who was recently killed near Beaver Creek.
Just last week, I was like, oh man, can we just get to the end of this winter without another tragedy? And sure enough, another one comes along.
Davenport called Greg Harms a global skiing vagabond who traveled all over the world skiing and guiding. As Colorado moves ahead with its plan to reduce greenhouse gases, Latino and environmental groups want to make sure the focus is on communities hit hardest by pollution. CPR's Miguel Otaroda reports.
A letter signed by more than 30 groups says state policies and corporations have disproportionately harmed Black, Indigenous, and Latino people. It asks the Department of Health and Environment to track air pollution and invest in these communities, as well as involve them in the creation of the state's climate equity framework. Coloradans can read and send feedback about the equity framework through April 5th on the CDPHE website. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Snow this morning over Denver and along the Front Range could continue through the day. It should be clearing up overnight for a sunny day tomorrow. Highs in Denver in the 30s today. This is CPR News.